I'm Rajiv Chandrasekaran, and this is Upstanders, stories of extraordinary citizenship in unexpected places. Today, we're going to hear about John, a father who worried for his autistic son. Like many parents, as his son Andrew got older, John wondered about his future. Would Andrew be able to work? That was until he decided to do something bold. But before we get into the story, I'd like to introduce you to the chairman and CEO of Starbucks, Howard Schultz. He and I sat down to talk about how employees with autism can help businesses thrive. Howard, in early 2016, we saw a video about a Starbucks partner named Sam. It's a video that took the internet by storm.
Sam is a young man who has autism, who is a barista at Starbucks. The manager of the store, who did not see any issue with Sam's autism, but just saw a great young man and hired Sam to become a barista at Starbucks. What no one understood is the impact that Sam would have to his fellow Starbucks partners, and in this case, Starbucks customers. And it illuminated for us the power of the human spirit.
And hiring Sam wasn't an act of charity. Sam's a really good barista.
No, he's fantastic.
He dances his way through making drinks.
Yes.
The potential that a lot of people have who society might otherwise write off as disabled in some way. They have a physical disability, a developmental disability. But in a lot of those people is great potential in their communities and great potential in the workplace.
This word potential is thrown around a lot. But when you see young people who society has, for one reason or another, said is not the kind of person we're going to accept or embrace, in this case because of autism, you see the power of opportunity.
This is a story about potential, but it's also a story about a father's love for his son. Here with the story is Soojin Park.
Dad started the car wash so that we can all work together.
That's Andrew Derry. He works at Rising Tide, a bustling car wash his dad started in Parkland, Florida. It's a pretty unique place. Almost everyone who works there is on the autism spectrum. Andrew's dad, John, started the car wash for a very personal reason. Andrew has autism. When Andrew was first diagnosed, John had no idea what his son's future held.
Andrew was diagnosed at 2.5, and it was a very hard time. When your child is diagnosed with autism, the first level is confusion. What is autism? What does that mean?
John says he used to hope for a cure that would change his son.
So as it moves forward and as Andrew grows up, I started to realize that Andrew is who Andrew is.
In his teens, Andrew's development plateaued. His dad worried what would happen as he got older.
As a parent, you really start to understand that they could be within your house the rest of their life. And I looked at Andrew, and I said, Andrew has a life-bound situation. He's not going to be independent unless I can help him to be so.
John Derry is an experienced entrepreneur who spent the first part of his career streamlining data systems, and he realized he could apply that talent to help his son.
And I said to myself that I need to use my skills to help Andrew. So the first thought was, I have to back away from this electronic data discovery, software development, and all these things, and have a business that Andrew can work for me in. And he can have a life and have friends in that business.
So John started thinking about businesses that Andrew could be a part of. One day he was sitting at a car wash in Long Island, and that's where it hit him.
I'm sitting there, you know, waiting for my car, watching this zoo, but I'm thinking to myself, Andrew can do this back-end process without a doubt. And I could see a bunch of people like Andrew doing this, so maybe I'll get myself a car wash, I'll hire them all, and I'll see how it goes.
John started sharing his car wash idea with other people in the autism community, but he got a lot of pushback.
To the point where, well, how can you think you're going to put a bunch of people with autism together? What if one of them have an episode? It's going to spread like wildfire. And I'm like, what?
Their skepticism proved the business would be a tough sell in the autism community. So John recruited Andrew's older brother, Thomas, to rally more allies to their cause.
My dad had the original kind of, just because he's been a successful entrepreneur, that gut instinct that a car wash could work.
He had the energy, the desire, the formal education, and a dogged concern for his brother and a desire to succeed.
Thomas realized that most employers viewed autism as a disability.
And it became really apparent that a lot of these individuals are perfectly capable. In fact, in a lot of skill set areas, stronger than a typical employee would be there.
The family wanted to show the rest of the world that people on the autism spectrum possess a valuable diversity of outlook and ability. So they assembled a team of experts specializing in the field of disability inclusion and took the next big step, learning the car wash business. Thomas found a place called Sunny's Car Wash College. It's where you go to learn the car washing industry from the ground up. John and Thomas shared their plan with the people in charge.
When the owner of Sunny's heard what I was doing, he said, "I want to be in on that meeting." Thomas brought a PowerPoint. 10 minutes into Thomas's presentation, Paul turns around and goes, "I don't know if any of this is possible. I don't even think this could work in a car wash, but..." And he looked at the people in his room, or his key people, he said, "Whatever you can do to help these guys, do it."
With the car wash industry on their side, John and Thomas sought out allies in the field of disability inclusion.
I started hearing rumblings from the community about these two New Yorkers that were coming to town with an idea to create a business venture that would employ, you know, lots of individuals on the autism spectrum.
This is Michael Alessandri. He's the executive director for the Center for Autism and Related Disabilities at the University of Miami.
I guess I wanted to check them out, figure out if they were the real deal, figure out if they had a really good business plan. Because the thing that I don't want to happen in this community is for people to come in, make big promises, and then leave town.
But he was intrigued.
There was something about the car wash that resonated with me as an expert in autism. There's something about the processes and systems that are in a car wash and the type of work that's done that fit very well with my idea of what's necessary for people with autism. Highly structured, highly systematized. It made sense to me that you could translate best practices in autism to a car wash setting.
In the summer of 2012, Michael and the Dairies found 15 candidates for a trial run at the Car Wash College in Florida. They practiced for 5 weeks, working out all the kinks in the system. The initial run was a huge success. With that proof of concept, they decided to open the program to the public and start washing customers' cars. But John still wasn't sure it would work. So he went directly to the customers.
And all the public had to do was fill out a card. Thomas developed 5 questions on the card, and the last question being, "Would you recommend this service to someone?"
To avoid any bias in the responses, they didn't tell customers the people cleaning their cars were on the autism spectrum.
We didn't want people filling out the card of whether they'd recommend it to a friend, feeling sorry for anybody. We wanted it due to the value of the product and them liking the product they were getting. He had a very, 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 very great response, something like a 98% recommendation, which was off the chart.
John had everything he needed to go wide with the program.
And I'll never forget turning to Thomas and saying, "You know, there's no backing out. We own a car wash for kids with autism. And if for some reason it doesn't work with Andrew, that's not going to matter. This is our new world."
John put everything on the line. He sold his business in New York and moved his family down south. They found a car wash for sale in Parkland, Florida, set up shop, and officially opened in April 2013.
Within 4 months, it hit its break-even point.
Just like during the trial, they didn't advertise the autism aspect to customers. John didn't want people to expect bad service because the work was being done by people on the spectrum. He says if customers did have a bad experience, he would chalk it up to his own bad management. After all, he was new to the car wash business, but customers kept coming back. By the end of their 3rd year, they had washed nearly 360,000 cars.
These employees are truly pulling the weight and are the reason why customers are coming back and feel good about the quality of service and want to patron the business.
Andrew's 26 now. He's been working at his dad's car wash for 3 years.
Sometimes I was doing passenger side, but now I'm doing driver's side. I do the dry down and then the air gun and then the windows and the windshield and dashboard and then vacuuming.
Michael Alessandri, who we heard from earlier, says that when you're autistic, having a job is worth more than just a paycheck.
Work is everything, right? I mean, some people will say work is not everything, but the truth is we all find most of our value as human beings in the work that we do. And to take that away from someone with autism is devastating.
And Thomas says his employees at Rising Tide are reaping the benefits.
Our employees aren't just employees. They're part of the family, right? They are not, they're hanging out after work. They're coming on their days off. So they're having events for, like, our employees' birthdays.
Well, last Wednesday we were doing Dave and Buster's, and sometimes we were doing bowling.
And they didn't even invite us, which was great, actually, that they just wanted to do it on their own, that it was just coworkers getting together and having fun.
Yeah, I have made a lot of friends there. Like Tyler and Johnny and DeMarcus.
These days, business is booming. John and his family are gearing up to open a second location.
Once we can show the world we can replicate, we can get back on that mission of changing the idea of business hiring people with disabilities. Do good is the concept. Good business is doing good.
He says that 10 years ago, he thought that someone else would have to create a solution for Andrew. But he realized he could be the one to create that opportunity. And now he's making that opportunity available to other families.
This is my destiny. This is, I found who I am in him.
The level of work ethic, the lack of entitlement, the pride among everyone engaged in the car wash, not to mention the customers. The customers, I think, are there obviously to get their car washed, but they're also realize they're part of something larger than themselves. This is a story, I think, that once again harkens back to the power of opportunity, looking at people, really looking and saying, how can we create something together that will benefit you, the community, and in this case, literally a for-profit business? But also how a father describes the pain of learning about the long journey of autism and what that would mean, and the family's inability to accept the prescribed outcome.
John could have been laser-like focused on creating something just for Andrew.
Right.
But he, as he began that journey, decided, A, he wasn't going to confine it just to helping his son. He tried to help as many other young people with autism as he could. And B, he wanted his son and others like him to be public-facing so that people Yes. in the community could meet and engage with autistic people.
And in the process, create more understanding, more awareness, and a lot more sensibility. He wanted to help create a path for Andrew in terms of his self-esteem, self-worth, through the opportunity of work, real work. I think it's given each person, and in this case specifically Andrew, an opportunity, maybe for the first time in their life, in his life, to be his true self.
On the next episode, we meet Destiny, a high school senior who rallied her classmates to fight against a massive corporation and stop an incinerator from being built in their backyard. That's next time on Upstanders. Our story today was narrated by Soojin Pak. Casey Holford composed our music. Thanks to Howard Schultz for his vision and support. This is a Starbucks original series produced by Panoply. By Fanny Cohen, Andrew Chug, Whitney Donaldson, Margaret Kelly, Jordan Bell, Zach Dinerstein, Anne Hepperman, and Rob Hebert. If you've been inspired by these stories and want other people to hear them, the single best way to help out this podcast is to rate, review, and subscribe. And of course, tell your friends and neighbors. I'm Rajiv Chandrasekaran. Thanks for listening.